What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right. We are now at episode 163 of A Gal and a Gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
And we are just now about an hour after the series finale of Game of Thrones.
Post Game of Thrones world we now live in.
Yes, the post. The yes. Episode was called The Iron Throne.
Oh, okay.
The Iron Throne, 73 episodes we have watched, and now we're at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, really hard to believe that.
It is hard to believe because the show is such a big cultural phenomenon, you know, like for the past 10 years, basically.
Yeah.
And now it's over. So that's disappointing.
And now we have to wonder, will there ever be anything like this again?
I don't know. You do have to wonder.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I think HBO is going to have more hits, obviously, but I mean, is it going to be as massive as this show was? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's going to be difficult because of the age we live in now with all of these shows that are streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Game of Thrones arrived on the scene right before streaming became anything. And we all it was kind of like something that we all kind of discovered together for the
right.
most part. I mean, people found it at, you know, season 4, season 5, maybe even season 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that pop culture phenomenon that it will be interesting to see if we see something else like it again. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Magic. And it came out of nowhere. This wasn't an established franchise like Star Trek or
right.
Star Wars. This is obviously for the book readers, it had been around for a really long time since the 90s. But once you become a TV show and a TV series and mainstream catches up with this, that creates this, I mean, it will forever be embedded into pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah. I think HBO had no idea how big the show was going to get, and I think it surprised a lot of people. So, but now it's going to be, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of shows are going to get compared to it, you know, and I don't know if they're ever going to hit this peak ever again, but we'll see.
Yeah. So did we start watching Game of Thrones about the same time?
No, I think you and your husband were watching it before I was, actually, because I remember.
Right.
Watching some of it with y'all when I lived with you briefly.
No, that's true.
But I wasn't into it. And so I don't think I started watching. I binged it, but I didn't start watching it live until I think till season 4. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was season 4.
Yeah.
So.
And my husband was one of the book readers.
And yes.
So I've told this story many times. You know, we started getting into it. I was liking it. And then the big reveal in the beginning with Ned. And I was like, F this. I'm going to Wikipedia and I'm reading everything because I don't want to be surprised again. But I found myself, even though I didn't want to watch it again, I found myself still being drawn in.
Mm-hmm.
And I got wrapped up into it.
Well, and I think in the beginning, especially, I wasn't really interested in it because I did think it was just like a straight fantasy show, like Lord of the Rings, which I'm not really into, you know? So I was like, you know, I don't really want to watch that, but I had so many people tell me that how good it was. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And so then I binged the first 3 seasons and I was like, okay, I'm sold. So, and now it's a great show. So, and now it's over, but.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with your reaction to the beginning.
Yeah. We should say spoilers though. If you haven't watched the finale,
yeah.
We're going to talk about it. So just forewarned. My reaction is meh. I mean, I'm happy with most of it, I think. You know, I'm still not certain about Bran ruling Westeros, but the fact that the North is an independent country essentially now, and it's ruled by Sansa, I'm okay with that. And John going back to the like ending in the Night's Watch where he all began, I do think that's a nice full circle moment. Now he's sort of just going to live with the free folk, I imagine, and lead them. I do like that point. And I did like Arya selling off, you know, sailing off on a Stark ship to go explore the rest of the world. I think those were good endings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, again, I'm still not sold on the Bran part because I just, especially like, I don't know, Bran has really not done a whole lot. And then to all of a sudden be ruling Westeros.
Right.
It doesn't settle with me.
Such a dud.
Right. And like, he's barely done anything this season. Yeah. So that was a little, yeah, I still don't know if I am okay with it, I guess.
Yeah. So. And I think it all goes back to this season was so rushed, and I think they could have definitely spread it over the course
of
two more seasons. We could have easily gotten 16 episodes.
Right.
And at that point, maybe we could have seen some of those moments that he had not on screen with Tyrion, with, you know,
mostly
a story kind of thing.
Right.
Then I think it would have helped.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, I think it's not the ending I'm okay with. It's just how we got here. I think that it was just didn't really serve the story very well. They rushed it so much. And that's, again, they just shouldn't have rushed this final season, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you are correct. As I move the microphone in front of my face now instead of behind the computer. So I apologize.
Well, I'm going to have to edit that, aren't I? Thanks a lot.
No, I'll edit that part. It's my fault. Oh, I thought a really cool scene toward the beginning, obviously it was not when she was turned into a dictator, but John was approaching, going in there, and Drogon was covered in ash.
That was cool. And I did like that part too, where we first see Daenerys again, and like Drogon's behind her, and the wings are behind her, and she, you know, that was a very cool shot. I will have to agree with that. And I think John killing Dany was the smart route. I think that was how it needed to go. So I think they did that part well. I can't believe it was so early on in the episode, but now I understand why it was.
Right. I just couldn't get over that even after all that, until he had a conversation with Tyrion, that he was just going to accept it.
Right. He was like, she's my queen. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, John.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Now, I will say that the scene with John and Tyrion was pretty solid.
Pretty solid. I agree.
Especially because Tyrion basically laid it out, not just for John, but for the audience.
Right.
Why Dany has not been a good guy.
Right. Exactly. This whole time. Yeah.
Right. This should be no surprise to anyone, including himself.
Right.
And, I thought that was a very important scene, and I think it really did help explain what was about to unfold. And we all knew, I mean, everyone should have known.
Right.
She was done. Like, last episode, like, that was it.
So. Yeah, and Tyrion finding Jaime and Cersei's bodies, too, I think that was a really powerful moment. Peter Dinklage was really excellent in this episode. So, and he has throughout the series been excellent. So it was nice too that they gave him some good stuff in the end too.
Yeah. I didn't feel like there, besides, and I don't even think the Bran stuff was really that much of a surprise anymore.
You're right.
But I just didn't feel like there were any real big twists or any big surprises really.
No.
Like, all should have seen and I think that was the thing like we alluded to earlier, is the fact that what frustrated me so much about Game of Thrones in the beginning was that I couldn't figure out what was going to happen next. Ned Stark, I thought, was the main character of the series. And there were always, and it wasn't huge moments, but there were big moments that you were just like, oh wow, I didn't see that coming. But I felt like this season, the last maybe a couple seasons, I didn't feel it was that unpredictable. Especially this season. I mean, the Arya stuff was
crazy. Right. That was a big twist. But I mean, I think some of it was fan service. I mean, there were a few moments. I mean, Jaime and Brienne hooking up, I think that was fan service. Arya and Gendry hooking up, I'm glad it happened because I did want that to happen. But, you know, like, I think there was some of that was fan service. So people were expecting it, wanting it. But yeah, I mean,
there are just so many little things that, I mean, like the white horse from the last episode.
Right. That what was the point of that?
That was.
He wasn't even on the horse when we saw him in this episode.
And then I know that you probably read some of the same theories I did about the rings that Varys was taking off.
Right.
Nothing.
And then
even the scrolls that he was writing, nothing. There was nothing mentioned.
Exactly. About
John being.
Right. It like, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, why did he send all of those ravens if it really didn't matter in the end?
Right.
Right? Like, why the point of Jon being a Targaryen at all? I mean, I know it was to force conflict with Dany, but I mean, really, in the end, it didn't even matter.
No.
You know?
No, like, they,
so many seasons beating up, you know, leading up to this reveal, this big reveal, and it being a major plot point, and now all of a sudden, Daenerys is dead. Grey Worm wants you to go to Castle Black. Well, he wants you dead, but we're going to send you Castle Black.
Right.
Right.
So I'm calling this now that in 15 years, maybe not even 15, maybe 10, someone will have the rights to this, because George R. R. Martin, whether he finishes these books or not, someone will do a sequel.
I think so.
And there'll be some kind of new something that comes up, because even I think there was even an article I read with George R. R. Martin saying something about how he had always thought of an Arya spinoff.
Right. I was reading on Reddit, and there's a lot of people who are thinking, like, because we know that there are at least three spinoffs happening of Game of Thrones, and maybe it'll be Arya in her trip to people are saying she's going to discover America, you know, like Columbus. But you know, like, that maybe that'll be one of the spinoffs, which would be cool. But I don't know if Macy Williams necessarily wants to. She doesn't seem like she wants to be a big actress anymore. So,
but just like we have seen so many franchises being not rebooted, but brought back up, mark my words, this these actors are still young. Young enough where in 10 to 15 years they can come back and
I can see that going for sure. Exactly. But you know, like, I don't know, just, you know, and I was thinking too, like, the whole prince who is promised thing, they never resolved that. Forgot about that. I guess it was Arya, but I mean, again, there was all these things that were such major, just like plot, you know, plot
devices. Plot points.
Devices, you know, it just, they made so many points about bringing that up and then just to kind of just abandon it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating, but. Yeah.
And well, and then we know that there's at least one dragon still out there.
Right. So.
So, and yeah, John not having children. I don't think that's going to be, there's no way.
Right.
That won't happen. But anyway, I mean, overall, I was satisfied with it, but again, I was
getting there was just not as good as it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt rushed.
Because it was too rushed, and you could truly tell that the creators were just not into it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a shame, because the show is amazing. And I'm really glad the show, you know, was on, and it's always going to be a hallmark of great television, but it's just kind of sad that this great show kind of ended the way it did.
Yeah.
Not that it's bad, but it's just not as good as it could have been.
Right.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get any other flashbacks with Bran's
season. Arya never used the faceless.
No, not anymore. This season.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at least John was back with ghosts.
With ghosts, we got.
And poor ghost lost more of an ear than I thought.
I know.
Last time it looked like more of it fell off.
At least he got pet, and we got to see Tormund again. So that was nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they're just gonna go dick around in the Great White North, I guess. I don't know.
Yep. Nothing else to do. Nothing. Yeah. So. So I mean, those are our reactions. Obviously, we're just barely an hour away from the end of the series. Mm-hmm. And we know that they're working on a prequel. Like you said, a couple prequels. They're actually filming one, I think, this summer. That's the one with Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
Is the lead, but of course we thought Sean Bean was the lead.
Right, exactly. Well, so
let's not get too attached to Naomi Watts.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, so those are our initial thoughts, our reactions. Overall, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But I was just hoping for something a little more. But
right.
But again, we've been watching this show for years, as everyone else. And you, as you were mentioning, I mean, people on Twitter, they were upset about this finale even before it aired. So
right, exactly. So
yeah. All right. Any final thoughts?
No, I'm just happy the show, I mean, for all its faults, especially in the final season, it was a really amazing show with really great cinematography and acting, and the writing was really good up until a couple seasons ago, but I mean, the actors, you know, so it is a treasure that I'm glad we all got to experience, you know, so mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be interested to read what you have, your thoughts on the season finale of Game of Thrones called The Iron Throne. How fitting that Drogon melted it.
I saw a lot of people making jokes about that on Reddit. So some of them are kind of offensive, but there were some funny ones.
Well, at least it's no longer standing, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what Dany wanted. So
right, that's true.
She wanted to break the
broke the wheel, but they killed you to do it. So you had to die for it. So
yeah.
Yep.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. And again, you can always find us on Twitter and all those
Facebook and all that stuff. A Gallon a Gay. That's where you can find us. Okay, until next time.
All right. Bye, guys.